Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a podcast from the Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but Minnie.
5 minutes broadcast live from the Edge, the Brink, the Overwhelm, the Vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. I'm Annabelle, and I'm absolutely fine. But I was just gazing out the window balefully, as I do, and I thought to myself, I have high hopes for the garden this year. That exact phrase came into my head, which obviously is something that only a 350-year-old woman would think anyway. But also, why would I have high hopes for the garden? I've never had a high hope in my life.
Literally not a high hope for anything.
No, I'm actively afraid of any kind of hope. Also, I have black fingers. I killed a succulent the other day. Quite hard to do.
Is that hard?
Yeah, I mean, or maybe it was a cactus, but like something unkillable I killed. I won't spend money on a gardener. I don't have the money, so it hasn't been touched. And last year, nothing flowered. I didn't understand. No hydrangeas, nothing. And they're just sort of sticky, woody things sticking out. So this is not uncharacteristic optimism. This is active delusion.
There you go. You've actually just moved into a whole other plane.
I've crossed the lexicon.
You're now just delusional. It was going to happen. I mean, you know, sorry.
You think it was in the post?
Yes, for all of us, I mean, not just you.
How are you, Em?
Well, I'm absolutely fine. And while you were gazing out of your window, having high hopes for something, which is extraordinary,
I was
sliding across your kitchen floor.
I did hear you yell.
And I'm wearing socks, but I always wear socks. And I mean, maybe your kitchen floor has been recently polished. I don't know. But then my immediate thought as I sort of stuck my hands out to try and hold on to something was, oh my God, are socks and tiles now out of the picture?
Yes, yet another thing.
So precarious.
Well, I have to tell you that apart from the risk of personal injury, I do not like leaving you alone in my kitchen. Because you are, as you well know with your evil cackle, you are a kitchen criminal. I mean, kitchen criminality. You know, one wonders, is it a sign of deep psychological problems? Or is it just a sort of the only outlet for any kind of rebellion that you have? Because you do dodgy shit in a kitchen, Emily.
I am Emily and I am a kitchen criminal.
You are. I don't like leaving you with a nice, fresh pat of butter. Because what do?
I stick the knife in and dig.
You gouge, you dig, you don't wash the butter dish between butters.
Oh, I absolutely do not. I washed it the other day, and we've discussed this many times on the podcast. I nearly sent you a picture.
But how many butters had been in, you know, in between that washing and...
Three. And I was just passed out, everybody. We're going to be in horror.
Also, you do something weird with every kitchen door. The fridge door.
Leave it open until I'm done.
I can literally see the cold flooding out, the electricity bill soaring as you just go about your business with the door hanging open.
Do you know...
Beeping.
It's not only the fridge door, actually. And you haven't witnessed this, but I know it annoys someone in my household. I leave all of the cupboard doors open as I'm using them. So like the cutlery drawer will be open, the dry goods cupboard will be open, the saucepan, until I'm completely satisfied that I'm done with everything. And then I will close everything.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, how am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience,
Therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, HELP.com/midult.
BetterHelp, because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
That to me is an environment of extreme stress.
Well, it is a bit like when you see those hauntings from like the 1950s, the people who faked
poltergeists.
Yeah. Like that. It's basically you walk into a kitchen while I'm in full flow and you've got all the cupboard doors and it's like, who the fuck is haunting this place?
Well, it made me think, because I can't watch anything scary or really contemplate anything that's scary on film. It made me think of the scene of the Spit Spot It's a Game in Mary Poppins.
Oh, yes.
Where all the doors are going, the toy soldiers are going mental. It's all, you know, it's actually, it is quite horror filmy, come to think of it. The other thing that you have stopped doing, largely because I think I just shouted at you one time too many, was plunging a buttery breadcrumby knife into a pot of jam.
Did I actually ever do that?
Immediate flowering mould.
I'm refuting this accusation. I feel like I need to be defended on this. I don't think I do that. I just certainly haven't done it for a long time.
Take it to your therapist. Do a step four. You absolutely did.
Okay, fine. I tell you what I absolutely don't do, but I know that people do, is push bin stuff down.
Not just
the bottom.
Push it down, almost like tread on it, almost jump on it, create such pressure in order to not have to be the person who takes out the bin.
And what's
that
annoying,
it becomes sort of compacted.
What's annoying about that is that in the time that it takes to compact, you could have literally changed the bin.
I know, it is a horrid job. I mean, I resent it every time I have to do it. But I mean, I do it. If you push it around too much, you rip the bin bag and then you have bin juice everywhere. And bin juice is never a happy thing. Bin juice is a two-word horror story.
Bin juice is a two-word horror story.
Here's another two-word horror story.
Okay.
Wet Tupperware.
Ooh. Now, I have admitted I'm definitely a kitchen criminal, but I do not leave wet Tupperware.
So you put the lid on when it's still wet and then it creates its own kind of ecosystem based on no scientific knowledge or expertise whatsoever. I assume that is just bacteria blossoming. Those little beads of sweat you get inside. And it's, it goes yellow.
It does go yellow. Not that I would know this because I haven't done this, but I imagine it has, she says.
Yes.
But also, I can never find a fucking lid anyway. So, you know, who seals it up? Who seals their Tupperware up? You can't stack it properly.
And if you can't stack it, what the fuck can you do with it?
What the fuck can you do? Is there an answer?
It collapses all over the place. It's okay. Like a sort of Tupperware triffid. It somehow... Does Tupperware give birth to other ill-fitting Tupperware?
Yes, I assume it does. Does it shrink?
Does it grow?
Well, certainly if you seal it and whatever, it does get little creatures, so...
People who put the milk bottle back in the fridge with an amount of milk that's basically invisible to the naked eye in it.
Why do people think that's acceptable? I have to tell you that if I am at the end of the milk, I will make my tea milkier in order to avoid doing that. I will take one for the team here. I will never put it back. I have to tell you that my father and his second wife used to have a competition about who could leave the car with the least amount of petrol in it for the next person.
That was their battleground.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds healthy.
That's not in any way toxic.
What sort of environment was that to grow up in?
It was fantastic. Why do you think that I leave all the cupboards open like I'm permanently haunted?
Because you're absolutely fine.
I'm absolutely fine.
Perhaps the biggest kitchen crime, I don't accuse you of this, is putting things back in a different place, because that's actually gaslighting.
It is. I mean, oh my God, how stressful. I actually, when I'm at other people's houses and I really want to help, when I empty the dishwasher, I will leave the stuff out there rather than try and muddle through.
And when you're at someone's house and you say, oh, let me help, and they say, no, I'll do it. It's one of those statements that you should listen to.
Yes, I agree, because it means don't fuck with my system.
Yeah. Don't fuck with our systems.
Hell yes. This is the mantra that we're taking into the weekend.
Happy weekend, everybody.
Bye.